Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 446 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. We have a question today from Jordy, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. FreshBooks makes it incredibly easy for you to manage your business finances. They serve over 3 million other small businesses, including my own. It just makes it really easy for you to manage your income, your expense. I don't know why I said it like that. Income, your expenses, and they make it really easy for you to do invoicing as well. So if you have any clients or if you have any students or you're doing any consultation work or coaching or anything like that, it makes it really easy and professional for you to get paid by others. And it's all interconnected. Plus, they have an award-winning mobile app so you can check your balances and all those sorts of things on the go. So again, if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, go to getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Jordy.
Hey, Pat, how are you? I hope you're doing great. My name is Jordy Querol. I'm a graphic designer, and I have a question for you. But first, I wanted to thank you for all your material. It's really amazing. I just saw your keynote and I loved it. And you've been a real inspiration for me. And I even want to do something similar to what you do. And my question is kind of in that direction. Because as I said, I'm a graphic designer who's had a number of successes in the past year. Ever since I quit my job, I started making like 10 times more than I used to make before. And a lot of my peers and friends are asking me a lot of questions and looking for my advice. And I want to help them. And I don't want to help them one by one. I want to do something like what you do. And my question is it safe to share the amount of money you do or the details of your business? Because I really want to be really, really transparent with everyone. But I'm in Mexico, and security here is not that great. And I'm wondering if maybe I will attract the wrong kind of attention. So I'm really struggling with this. I'm not sure what to do with that. In the meantime, I'm already working on my website and on the copy and everything. But I wanted to check with you and see what your thoughts are on this. I hope you can get back to me. Thank you again for everything and have a great day.
Hey, Jordy, what's up? Thank you so much for calling in. And I really, really appreciate your kind words. I'm so glad that you are getting a lot of value out of the show here and Smart Passive Income and whatever else that I do that you consume. Just thank you so much for taking the time. And again, congratulations to you for all that you've done. I mean, you've 10x'd your revenue by quitting your job and by doing your own thing as a graphic designer, and that's great. And a lot of great things happen as a result of that. Another thing that happens as a result of that is you get a lot of attention on you, especially from the people who are close to you, who maybe in their 9-to-5 job still or might be struggling, and they want out, and they see you doing what you do, and they want help. And I think it's very, very gracious of you that you want to help. And I think it speaks a lot about who you are. And I think it's wise to ask this question because, especially in your situation where you live and security, I totally understand that. It's definitely something that if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't actually share those things. Obviously, if you have people around you who you completely trust and you know that they're not going to share that information, or maybe a close friend or two who you all help each other out in sort of a mastermind kind of way, then, you know, it's up to you how you feel comfortable. I would listen to your gut on that. But so I want to give credit to Nelly Odessa on Periscope, who, and this, these are along the lines of what I was thinking. There are different ways to share success other than money or income. It could be time related. It could be related to email subscribers or number of customers or how much traffic you had today. And that will lead to income. And of course, as you probably know, Jordy, when you serve your audience, your earnings become a byproduct of what you do. So your earnings are a byproduct of how well you serve your audience. And if you teach that to the people that you're teaching this to, then it doesn't necessarily become about the money. The money is the result of all the things that you're going to teach them and all the other things that happen along the way, all of the milestones. So traffic to your website, email marketing, open rates, subscribers, clicks and conversions and all those sorts of things, percentages. Those are other things you can share that other people who are going through this or who are going to go through this can relate to, that shows proof, that shows that they're making progress, and you don't have to reveal how much money you make. Now, for those of you listening, if you don't know, I actually do share how much money I make, which is probably where this question is coming from, in a monthly income report on smartpassiveincome.com. Now, why do I do this? Just really quickly, I do this because I believe in full transparency online, and especially as somebody who is teaching other people about online business in this space. And, you know, it's only right that I do this because when I got into this space, everybody was talking the talk. And nobody was really proving themselves. Nobody was sharing the numbers. Nobody was fully honest. And if you want to trust somebody, how can you trust somebody who's not completely and fully honest with you? And plus, you know, I feel like it, in sort of a way, it is also like the stock market in the U.S. In the stock market in the U.S., companies share their earnings reports every quarter. And the reason they do that is just to show investors, potentially future investors, whether investing in that company is a smart idea or not. You know, it kind of gives them a snapshot of the health of the company. And that's kind of what I'm doing with my income reports too. And, you know, the income doesn't always go up. Some parts of it go down. Sometimes it completely disappears, some parts of it. And so it's really important for me to share that because that's truthfully what happens, but also share why. And that's the biggest thing about my income reports. It's, again, it's not about the numbers. It's just, it's about the why and what happened as a result or what made those numbers move the way they did. So, again, this is sort of a shorter episode because I feel like I've already answered your question, which is, you know, is it safe? In some cases, it is. And for me, it's been perfectly safe. Nothing terrible has happened as a result of it. And it has only motivated people. It's motivated myself to help me keep track of it. I hope you keep track of it as well over time for your own personal reasons and for your own personal motivation. But there are other ways to motivate other people as well and to show that they're making progress too. So again, use your gut. And I think it's totally okay to teach other people business, but only if you do it in a completely honest and authentic way. And what I was saying earlier, when I got started in this space, there was a lot of people who talked the talk, not really many people who walked the walk, which is where I found my position. That was my position, the honest, authentic, transparent guy. And that's kind of who I am by nature anyway, but I make sure that that's known and prominent because that is my brand. And that's kind of why I do what I do and why I continue to do what I do with these income reports and things like that. And it's funny because those people who talk the talk, they talk the talk really, really well. You know, they hired people who specialized in talking the talk, or, you know, copywriters. They would spend millions of dollars on copywriting to say exactly what they needed to say. And for me personally, I'm not a good copywriter. I'm not good at sales, but I am good at leading by example and sharing case studies. And again, a lot of the case studies I share don't necessarily share the income. It just shares the progress or the results or the graphs of income and the traffic and social shares and other sorts of things. So you can totally help out other people without having to share the money. You don't have to do that. Again, totally up to you, but that's where I'm coming from. And I hope you take this and use it for what it's worth. So Jordy, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt down to Mexico, free of charge, shipping included on us. And if you wanted to share a picture of that on Twitter, that'd be awesome. @PatFlynn. We've had hundreds of people send in tweets of their pictures wearing the AskPat t-shirt, which is pretty cool. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com, which allows me to collect these voicemails. And again, thank you to everybody who's asked a question, because this show obviously wouldn't be available or exist without you, because this is Ask Pat. If there was nobody asking questions, it would just be Pat, and that would be weird. I mean, I already have Smart Passive Income, which is me, but other guests. Anyway, going down a tangent here. Thank you guys for your time today. I also want to thank FreshBooks.com for being a sponsor on this particular episode as well, making it incredibly easy for us to manage our business finances. And, you know, I know it's October right now. It's October 6th for those of you who are listening to this when this comes out. Tax season isn't that far away. I mean, it's like five months away, and plus the end of the year is coming. You can make it much easier on yourself in the future if you get set up with something like FreshBooks to organize everything. So that come tax season, you can just click a few buttons, print out a few reports, give access to your CPA or tax person, and it's all taken care of and all gravy from there. So if you want to check it out for free and give it a test drive for 30 days, go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thank you so much again, and here's a quote to finish off this episode from Don Tapscott. He said, "All one needs is a computer, a network connection, and a bright spark of initiative and creativity to join the economy." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.